Yeah, why don't we do the blue sheets? What we're going to try to do for multiple number of reasons is tomorrow is try to get out as soon as we can. So you want to do...
Yeah, Connie's going to have a blue sheet tomorrow.
Okay, you want to do those now?
We can do the two that I've put together.
So that'll save some time tomorrow. So we have two blue sheets pending from...
Okay. The first one I've titled Conservation Objectives for Salmon and Steelhead. This goes to the point that I brought up that we don't have consistency in defining our conservation objectives for our fish runs. And I see this as a fundamental weakness. It's been brought up in relation to many of the policy development processes that we've done. We just heard it again on the Olympic Peninsula in regards to steelhead conservation objectives, escapement numbers, whatever you want to call them. So what I'm suggesting, and I put the importance as high because I see this as the fundamental element of what we are here to do, which is preserve, protect, and perpetuate. That's our mandate. And if we're not doing it well, there's an inherent weakness in our approach. So what I've defined it as high in importance, medium in urgency, because I think it's going to take some time to put this kind of information together. But I defined it as an overview of how conservation objectives are set and an assessment of the highest priorities for reform and reevaluation of our conservation objectives. And what I am asking for, proposing that we ask for, is a briefing to start with.
Discussion?
We need that's a motion. I just made a motion to
needs a second.
Adopt this.
Mr. Grable, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same side. Sign. Motion carries. Oh,
and I should say that I talked with Jim Scott about this idea last week. He thought it was a good one. If the staff need more definition of what we're looking for, feel free to come back and we'll talk about it. My second motion proposal, I've entitled, it's a long title, but pesticide use in shrimp and eelgrass control in Willapa Bay. And the importance medium, urgency medium. And this arises out of the comments that we've heard in various testimony about the alarm that there is. And I personally believe that some of the alarm is based on misinformation. So I think the last meeting we discussed having a presentation on eelgrass control. The burrowing shrimp control issue is always connected in people's minds. We've heard it from some of the letters that we've gotten in. There's a blurring and an overlapping, spilling over the issues related to pesticide use for oyster cultivation, control of burrowing shrimp, and the pesticide use for eelgrass. Two different chemicals, but it's seen as indicative of an attitude that we're too loose in controlling and in evaluating and deciding where and when to use pesticides. So how I've defined what we're looking for is an understanding of scientific risk studies done to evaluate risks of pesticide use in the Willapa Bay estuary. And this would, again, be a briefing.
Second.
Any further discussion? Motion's been made and seconded. Hearing no further discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same side. Motion carries. Good. That saves a little time tomorrow, and Commissioner Mankin, you'll have one tomorrow?
I will.
Okay.